It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, I like that you guys didn't play my little Frank Sinatra remix. Do not play Frank. Do not start spreading the news. KM till 2 a.m. Let's begin. 877-337-6666. First things first. Two things, actually. First things first. RIP Mr. C. Calvin from Brooklyn passed away today, and I got that news, and it hit me right in the heart. I'm a hip-hop head. I am a radio head. I have listened to New York radio forever. I went to school for radio. I am a radio host in this city and a former DJ. And to take it a step further, if you heard my audition on August 25th, 2021 here at The Fan, Mr. C heard me that night and he felt compelled to call in. Mr. C called in just to give me positive energy, just to give me some love, saying that he heard me talking about my DJ roots. And he said that he had been listening to The Fan every day since 1999. And he was happy to hear a brother on The Fan. He was happy to hear a black man on The Fan. Even though it was my first night, my audition, I was nervous. I was just unaware, unsure. I was, you know, just trying to figure my way through that 3-hour show that I did. Man, getting that call from Calvin in Brooklyn, which is what it said on the screen. And then when I heard the call and it revealed that it was DJ Mr. C, it just gave me a boost of energy that made me feel like I got to keep going. You never know who's out there listening. You're not doing that bad. And maybe this can turn into something. And it has. Fast forward now, going on almost 3 years from then. I hope that Mr. C enjoyed plenty of my shows. I hope that I represented him well. I hope that I became what he had hoped I'd become on The Fan. And I just wanted to start off by saying rest in peace to Calvin from Brooklyn, Mr. C. Second thing, this is WFAN, The Fan in New York. You just heard the Yankees post game. Maybe you heard the Brooklyn Nets post game, whatever. The purpose of these daily, nightly shows where we take calls and we talk about what happened that day, that night, in my opinion, is to react and overreact. So I'm putting out a disclaimer. Yankee fans are going to call and complain about the 10-3 Yankees. They lost tonight. Yankee fans are going to overreact to every single thing, myself included. I have some issues. Ultimately, I don't really care because I'm a baseball fan and I know you're going to lose games. And this start that the Yankees are off to, they haven't lost a series. I mean, they couldn't sweep those bums tonight. Man, it makes sweeping the Houston Astros on the road even sweeter. Shout out to Emmanuel Barbari, who got his first regular season call of 2024 in tonight with Susan Waldman. Shout out to Susan as well. And here we go, folks. Anthony Volpe, Aaron Boone told you when we look up in 10 years, he'll be the leadoff man in the lineup, right? Boone is hilarious. He kind of like played the media. Volpe went 0-for last night. And you get the news that Volpe is leading off today. And you're like, okay, the future is now, right? The exact quote was, when we look up in 10 years, that's where his future is going to be, at the top of the lineup. Oh, Boone. Fast forward. That's the news of the day. It's the third game of the series, and I also wondered about Oswaldo Cabrera. I talked about it last night. I understand the Yankees have some of the most errors in Major League Baseball. Add another to that list tonight, maybe two. I know Volpe had a throwing error. Let me pull up the box score. But I know Oswaldo Cabrera has 3 errors credited to just himself. I know he cooled off some. I know the plan was not for him to be an everyday player. But, man, after he showed you what he could do in Houston and a little bit in the Arizona, like, how? I don't understand how you go 3 straight games with that young man on the bench, when he provides a spark, a flair that I talk about, right? When you need somebody to get something going, as they damn sure needed tonight, like, how do you not have that young man in the game to make a play, to get a hit? I guess it's because they made the trade for John Birdie, and he's going up against his former team. He got all three of those games. And, you know, tonight, Marcus Stroman, a ground ball pitcher, he's a sure glove at third base, and Oswaldo, whatever. 877-337-6666. We haven't even gotten into the game yet. It's just, you know, just little things before the game starts. All of the dogs talk, the barking. I mean, it's all great. But at the same time, people can't wait to use that against you. I already saw some people, like, the Yankees didn't win the series. Like, the Yankees aren't going to lose games. Like, oh, who's barking now? But where are the dogs? Where are my dogs at now? Have your fun. Have your fun. But again, we're about to take calls as the calls are already lining up from Yankees fans. Express whatever you want to express. I'm going to get mine out in this open. Tell me something that I missed. Tell me something that you saw in the game. I know they got to beat the team that they're facing and the umps. The umps are trash. Like, I literally said two nights ago, I want to try out. Because these guys are old. They're off. They're confused. They got an attitude, a chip on their shoulder. They make it about themselves all the time. It's a pissing contest all the time. Just get the call right. These guys don't know how to call a game. I'm watching a Mets game the other night. The guy didn't know how to call a ball fair or foul right in front of him. I'm watching a game tonight. The guy behind home plate, he actually called a called strike on a check swing. And then that gets into Verdugo's head. And then that changes every at-bat that he has. Now he's got to swing at BS to protect. Now Boone gets thrown out in game 13. I expect him to be thrown out another, I don't know, 9 to 10 more times. But Boone said he's trying to cool on that this year. He didn't even really wear that guy out. But it's just whack. You watch these games. It's incredible. Every single game. And I know it's not, you know, something these guys do perfectly. It's an inexact science. But it seems like it's Yankees versus the umps ever since Guardy banged on the dugout. It's like they have an agenda. Oh, well, if you're going to Yankee Stadium with those fans and Aaron Boone and the Yankees, you better have your guard up. These batters, they're going to try and show you up. Anyway, this is a space for you to overreact tonight. One game. Forget about it. Go to sleep. Tomorrow I'll be on for a five-hour KM to AM. All positivity, no negativity as the Yankees hit the road. We'll also look forward to what's to come with the Yankees schedule. We'll also look at the teams that they're going to face. But tonight is for you to call and talk to me and tell me what you think. Your girlfriend doesn't care. Your wife, she's in bed. She's sleeping fine. She don't know if the Yankees won or lost. Tomorrow, your mom's going to ask you why your attitude isn't good. Why? What's wrong with you? Why you got to stick up your... Because of one game. It's fine. Marcus Stroman was off tonight. He got to open up the homestand and close the homestand with a silky under his Yankee fitted with the do-rag on. He didn't have it tonight. He pitched well on opening day, and the bats didn't have it. He didn't pitch as well tonight. The bats didn't have it. He didn't have his command. He was walking guys. And one bad inning, that third inning, it's tough. That third inning was the whole game. But, you know, the lineup with Volpe, my quote was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I don't think it was a matter of trying to fix something. Boone said it was to get Gleyber Torres going. Why? What are we talking about? To get Gleyber Torres going? Did Gleyber Torres get going tonight? He had two walks, but he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything with the game on the line when he had the opportunity. He didn't get going being lower in the lineup. So we're moving Volpe from down there? Like, the game could have possibly been different if Volpe was... I don't know. It's one game. 13 games out of 162. 162 one-game seasons. It just makes you think, were they getting cute because the Marlins are chumps? Man, tip your cap to the Marlins. That's a team fighting to not be swept on the main stage. That's a team with batting champs, two-time batting champs. That's a team with guys that were top draft picks. That's a team with guys that were on the cover of the show. That's a team with some pride that was fighting for their second win of the season. And they came in the Yankee Stadium and said, you know what? We're not going to go quietly. We hear you barking, and We get all the dog stuff. Good. You took the series, but we're going to fight. This is Major League Baseball. So baseball is a humbling sport. The Yankees were humbled tonight, and they'll pack their bags, and they'll head on the road, head out and get on the road. But so what? Call me up and tell me if you're mad about Anthony Rizzo. Again, he's just not. I don't know. I was talking about it last night. He had one bounce off his glove today, and I felt like Anderson was safe. They didn't challenge it, whatever. I know you guys go to Yankee Stadium. Some of you looking to boo. Can't boo Giancarlo Stanton. He can't be the whipping boy. Gallo's gone. Hicks is gone. Donaldson's gone. Who are you going to boo? Who are you going to be mad at? Can't be Stanton, who so many people call for Stanton to be benched or be dropped in the lineup before he got one swing in Yankee Stadium. And then after opening day, it was like, oh, this guy's... No. Giancarlo Stanton looks good right now. Can't be mad at him. But yeah, they move Volpe to the leadoff. And I was saying, listen, like, the Yankees love to change their lineups. One thing leads to another. It's all connected. So I know it's just one loss, but having Volpe up there at the top of the order and not where he was, it just changes who you're batting in front of, who you're batting behind. I don't know. It's one night. We're going to express whatever we want to express tonight. We'll talk about the end of the game. I already got to go to the break and the update, but in the end of the game, I just have in my notes, you know, a few things. Judge. I haven't mentioned Judge's name yet. And I had a take at the end of spring training that some Yankee fans literally reached out to me to say, oh, don't talk bad about Judge. I said, I love Judge just as much as you do. I'm not talking bad about Judge. But we're not going to see 2022 Judge ever again. And that's okay. But like, for what he's getting paid and what he is as the captain and what he means to this team and his lineup, like if he's hurt, like, I don't know. He had a terrible at bat in, I think, the 7th or the 8th, after Volpe walked and then Soto knocked him in. Judge had a terrible at-bat. He looked at it a couple strikes, and then there was a ball, and then he had a check swing, strike 3. And then, of course, like, Soto, I get it. You are a walk machine on base percentage, but with the game on the line, we got to knock in runs. We got to swing the bat. It doesn't have to be a homer, but you got to swing the bat when you know Judge is cold coming up behind you. You know Judge doesn't have it. So Judge comes up with the bases loaded, and honestly, I'm not confident because why would I be? And he flies out to shallow center, and that's the game. So I got to go to the break and the update. Marco's going to get you updated. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. We've only just begun. Yankee fans, call me up. We'll express what we got to express, but ultimately, your Yankees are in first place. They're 10-3. They haven't lost a series. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.